CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 24th of August 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. You can apply to be the RSGB Youth Activities and Engagement Champion. The Tonight at 8 webinar series is back. Hans Summers, G0UPL, is confirmed as the RSGB Convention After Dinner Speaker. The RSGB Youth Team is looking for a proactive, enthusiastic and innovative person to join its team as the Society's Volunteer Youth Activities and Engagement Champion. The role will take the lead on youth-focused activities and create resources for young foundation license holders. If you would like to help inspire young people to explore new aspects of amateur radio, then read the full role description via rsgb.org/volunteers and then get in touch with the Youth Board Liaison, Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, via Golf Whiskey 4 Bravo Mike Lima at rsgb.org.uk. This exciting role will be working collaboratively with Ben as well as the existing youth champions and the RSGB outreach team. You can see some of the projects the team has been working on by visiting the RSGB youth web pages via rsgb.org/youth. The Tonight at 8 Autumn Programme kicks off on Monday the 1st of September. Presentation from Kristen McIntyre, K6WX. During the 45-minute session, Kristen will explain Maxwell's equations in a visual and relatable way that aims to leave viewers with an understanding of a topic that can often feel impenetrable. Maxwell's equations are essential for radio amateurs and explain how RF signals propagate, antennas radiate, and common mode currents form. By the end of this informative webinar, you'll be able to see how Maxwell's four simultaneous differential equations combine to bring the world of radio to life. Kristen discovered amateur radio when she was a student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 1979 and has been active ever since. Among other roles, she is the ARRL's first vice president and has also recently been inducted into the CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. Learn more about Kristen and this not-to-be-missed webinar by going to rsgb.org/webinars. Hans Summers, G0UPL from QRP Labs, has been confirmed by the RSGB as the after-dinner speaker at its convention in October. Following the gala dinner, Hans will be sharing the emotions he experienced during the 9 months he spent adding SSB to the QMX transceiver. Tickets for the gala dinner, along with those for the full convention program and the three exciting workshops, can be purchased via rsgb.org/convention. This year's RSGB convention takes place at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes between Friday the 10th and Sunday the 12th of October. Book now and join like-minded radio amateurs for an action-packed program. The RSGB Examination Standards Committee is pleased to announce the publication of an updated version of the Direct to Full syllabus. The significant changes from the previous version are the moving of some points between Section 1 on licensing and Section 2 on operating. These changes bring the Direct to Full syllabus into line with the latest version of the three-part syllabus. You can find the updated syllabus and changed documentation on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/syllabus. These changes will come into effect from January 2026, so please choose the correct version of the syllabus for the date you plan to take your exam. Four young RSGB members have spent the last week near Paris for this year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp. The event was a huge success, with activities that included group member Sophie, M7IJG, asking a question to astronaut Mike Fink, KE5AIT, joined the camp's ARIS contact with the International Space Station. Hear more from the young radio amateurs by reading their blog via rsgb.org/YOTA-camp. RSGB members and the wider amateur radio community are invited to a Meet the President Day at the RSGB's National Radio Centre on Thursday, the 28th of August. The Society's President, Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, will be present throughout the day to welcome members, hear their views, and discuss the work of the Society in supporting and promoting amateur radio. RSGB members, don't forget to download your free entry voucher to Bletchley Park via rsgb.org/BravoPapaVoucher. The Maritime Radio Historical Society in the United States, in cooperation with the Cipher History Museum, has arranged to transmit an Enigma message via the Maritime Radio Coast Station, Kilo Papa Hotel, near San Francisco. The transmission will take place on Saturday, the 30th of August at 2000 UTC. KPH listeners, intercept operators and codebreakers everywhere are invited to try their hand at receiving the transmission and decrypting the message. For more information, including details of certificates that are available for decrypting the message, visit tinyurl.com/Mike Romeo Hotel Sierra 2025. And the frequency is not in this bulletin. I don't know it. Now for details of rallies and events. Today, the 24th, the Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society rally is taking place at Herons Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes. And also, the Tall Bay Amateur Radio Society rally is taking place at Newton Abbott Racecourse. Tomorrow, that's the 25th, the Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Rally will take place at the Ramsey Rural Museum, Wood Lane, Ramsey, postcode Papa Echo 26, 2 X-ray Delta. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/Hotel Uniform November Tango Sierra 25. Telford Hamfest is taking place on Sunday the 31st of August at Harper Adams University Sports Hall. The doors open at 10:15 a.m. Admission is £5, but children up to the age of 16 will be admitted free of charge. The GQRP Club will be present again with a Saturday build-a-thon. More details are available at tinyurl.com/Tango Delta Alpha Romeo Sierra 25. Now the special event news. In memory of Maximilian Kolb, special call sign 4 Alpha 2 Mike Alpha X-ray is active until the 31st of August. Kolb is venerated by the Catholic Church as the patron saint of amateur radio operators. Activity will be on the 80 to 6 metre bands using CW, SSB and digital modes. QSL via Law Book of the World, EQSL, QRZ.com or via Echo Alpha 5 Golf Lima. And to celebrate the International Amateur Radio Union's 100th anniversary, members of the Atlantic Coast DX and Contest Group are active as Charlie Golf 9 India Alpha Romeo Uniform throughout August. The station was spotted recently on the 20 meter band using SSB. QSL via VE9CF, see QRZ.com for more information. Now the DX news. Alder PY1SAD is active as 8 Romeo 1 Tango Mike from Guyana until the 23rd of September. He's operating CW, SSB and digital modes on all bands and via satellite. QSL via Logbook of the World, eqslqrz.com, or direct to PY1SAD. Don KW7R is active as Victor 73 Kilo Whiskey from the Marshall Islands until September. He operates CW and FT8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 26th, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The worldwide DigiDX contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 31st of August. Using FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your 4-character locator. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 21st of August. Last week was relatively good from an HF propagation standpoint, with only a few periods with an elevated KP index thanks to a high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole. The KP index hit 4.67 on the 19th of August and 4 again on the 20th due to the solar wind hitting Earth at more than 600 kilometers per second. Luckily, the interplanetary magnetic field remained mostly neutral or north-facing and the density was low, saving us some more disruption. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined to 120 by Thursday the 21st. This is still high enough to affect the ionosphere, but well down on recent highs in the 140s and 150s. The daytime critical frequency has mostly remained above 7.5 MHz, meaning the 40-meter band has managed to remain good for inter-G contacts. This has also meant that maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometer path hit 21 megs and even 24.9 megs. Nighttime critical frequencies have been around 5 megs, giving an MUF over 3,000 kilometers of below 40 megs, and sometimes even as low as 10 megahertz. It may be another month or so before we see daytime F2 layer openings starting again on 28 megahertz. In the meantime, focus your efforts during daylight on 21 megahertz and below. T30 TTT in Western Kiribati remains one of the DX stations to chase, mostly on 18 and 21 MHz. The operators are alternating between using CWSSB and FT8. Other choice DX work included Jim E51JD on South Cook Islands, who has been active on the 17-meter band using SSB. TY5AD Benin, Africa, has been worked on the 10-meter band using FT8, and 3G1P, an IOTA de-expedition in Chile, was logged on the 15-meter band using SSB. Closer to home, today is the last chance to work Oscar Golf Zero Charlie on the Åland Islands. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the 120s until the end of the month, when it could rise to 130 or even 150. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 28th of August, when the KP index could hit 4. Otherwise, make the most of the relatively settled conditions over the first half of next week to work some choice DX. And now the VHF and UP propagation news on G3YLA and G4BAO. After this weekend, the weather changes from a tropo high pressure pattern to unsettled, with areas of low pressure and fronts together with wind and rain. This will remove any tropo options and replace them with the possibility of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The auroral conditions have recently produced minor enhancements. It's worth noting that the autumn, along with spring, are times of the year when auroras are more likely, so it's a good time of the year to keep abreast of the KP index, especially if the KP index goes above 5. We're at the tail end of the broader period of the Perseid meteor shower, ending today. This leaves random meteor activity as the only option for a while. It tends to favour the early pre-dawn period for better chances of catching meteor scatter. Sporadic is hanging on for the last week or two of the 2025 season, but opportunities become much rarer. You'll need to keep a close watch on band reports to capture these increasingly fleeting events. In the main sporadic season, there are usually two well-defined peaks of activity in the morning and late afternoon. However, in the tail of the sporadic season, you are just as likely to find it around the middle of the day as at any other time. The daily sporadic blogs at propquest.co.uk finish at the end of August, but in some years the last events have extended into the first week of September. Moon declination is still positive, but falling, going negative on Monday, so moon window lengths and peak elevation will follow suit. Past losses are rising again as we approach apogee on Friday the 29th. 144 megs sky noise was low until lunchtime on Friday the 22nd, when the sun and the moon were very close in the sky. This continued throughout the moon window on yesterday, the 23rd, and will revert to moderate to low next week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Meetings only for the Southwest and all of Wales this week. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a meeting every Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. It's held at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SB7 0PL. Exeter Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month at America Hall in the Sunnylands Room, De La Rue Way, Pinhoe, Exeter, EX4 8PX. Meetings are held at 7 p.m. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. Gordano Amateur Radio Club meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society on Friday, the club meets at the Bunker, Boatsage or Leisure Centre from 7:30 p.m. Everyone's welcome. Details of Holsworthy Amateur Radio Club's activities are available at mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at HQ Common, Moordrove from 6 p.m. Jersey Amateur Radio Society, well, the club room is now open on Friday evenings from 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow, that's the 25th, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Quarterjack in Wales from 2 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Pool Radio Society. On Thursday, the Society is meeting at St. Aldhelm's Church Hall in Branscombe. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday from 7 p.m. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Tor Bay Amateur Radio Society members are having a social meeting on Friday. Totnes Amateur Radio Society meets on Friday nights for social events. Weston-super-Mare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Weston-super-Mare Social Club, Devonshire Road. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is having a club meeting. For Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 5th of September at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondee Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, there's a meeting at Islwyn High School, NP12 0NU, 7:30 p.m. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. On Wednesday, the 27th, the Holy Island Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Boathouse Hotel in Holyhead from 7 p.m. Finesley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. North Wales Amateur Radio Group meets every Monday, except bank holidays, at the Bryn Cadno Community Centre, LL296DW, from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF417SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 p.m. Also on Tuesday, St. Tibia Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the portable cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7:30 p.m. And still on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerson from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome not to close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.